live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Hit Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Employment numbers were out for the end of last year, and things may be looking a little better. So going out on the phone now to Doug Stites, who is CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works. Good evening, Doug. How are you?
Good, good.
Very good. Glad to talk with you. The numbers came out for unemployment or for employment in mid-Michigan area, and they're looking a little bit better. Are we heartened by this, or do we feel like things are looking up?
Well, I think it's mixed news. I mean, we're still numbers way too high. I mean, we'd like to have a lot more people working, but I'd say for the year, we lost a lot of jobs in the education government sector, but they were offset by really strong growth. I mean, a better way to put it perhaps would be recovery in the manufacturing sector. And, so that was positive. I mean, we've been way down in manufacturing in our region. Everybody knows that, but a really strong recovery led by jobs coming back at GM and then the supply chain that supports that, adding their jobs back primarily, though there were some jobs in medical instruments and alternative energy suppliers and so forth. But we're pretty unusual in that sense. We're second lowest unemployment rate in the state. So that's been positive, though. As I said, I always say to everybody, it's unemployment data is hard because it's a percentage, but if you're the guy or gal without a job, you're 100%. So, nobody's 8.4% unemployed or anything. So it's a piece of data we watch. And the statewide data is a little more troubling because it went down, but it mostly went down the December number because thousands and thousands of people stopped looking. So you can bring the number down by people just quitting looking. And so the December number was a little different than the annual number. But focusing on the Lansing area, we outperformed the state in terms of creating jobs in manufacturing.
Well, that's certainly good news for this area. And of course, when you're looking at numbers from November, December, from the end of the year, you're looking at some hiring done for the holidays as well.
Well, as I'm saying, with the holiday hiring was statewide, if you're talking statewide, was weaker than in past years. And that's what we think some of that were workers that were discouraged and therefore effectively when the survey, when they get surveyed, because this is a big survey system, has nothing to do with unemployment insurance, just so your listeners understand that, has just nothing to do with people getting unemployment insurance. So when they were surveyed, they couldn't find jobs, and so they stopped looking, and therefore the rate comes down because those people are discouraged, and when they're asked, they say, no, I'm not looking anymore, and so you can bring the rate down. So that November to December improvement in the unemployment rate was better mostly by subtracting people out of the system, and then 37,000, I think, is the number statewide, just stopped looking for work. And so that really doesn't improve it because it's not a creation of jobs. It's just taking people out who said, I'm not looking for work anymore. So that's not very helpful. But
yeah,
on the annual average across it for our region, on a more positive note, is a slight improvement. Loss of jobs in government and education, as I said, it's a lot of state and educational institution jobs in our area have been diminishing, but stronger growth and recovery in manufacturing has really led the way, and we hope to continue that trend. I feel like the economy's bottomed out and we're slowly turning up, not as fast as almost all of us would like, but at least we're not heading downward anymore.
So the word stabilization is good news. I mean, so does it feel like it's stabilizing a bit then? I mean, I think that's what you're saying, that it sounds like we're heading back in the right direction and things may have stabilized a bit.
Well, I think they are. It's just at the rate we're going, it'll take a much longer than any of us will like, both here and clearly across the nation, to recover the amount of jobs that we shed during this recession. I mean, Michigan lost 850,000 jobs in the last decade, and that was two-thirds of the private sector jobs lost across the nation were lost in Michigan. And it's going to take a long period of time to recreate that many jobs, and so it's just going to be agonizingly slow for all your listeners and people around the state till we figure out how to create that many jobs at the rate we're doing it. So, yes, I think we're recovering. I just think it's way too slow to suit me and way too slow to suit everybody, but at least we're not sinking anymore.
Correct. And Capital Area Michigan Works offers assistance and support to people who are looking for work. And education and retraining is certainly one of the keys that you know to be successful in the job market today.
Well, clearly. And the unemployment rates by groups of people, if you just looked across the educational sectors, people with less education, rates for unemployment are much, much higher than people with more education. That doesn't mean you can't find people with four-year degrees who still are searching for work, but their rates of unemployment are much lower than people who, you know, left high school without a degree or just have a high school degree. And that's going to, as the economy heats back up, those with more education are going to get better jobs with better pay and more opportunity. That was true before. It's true now, and it'll always be true. And the employers are looking for people with skills that are going to fit the jobs we've already got open: IT, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, business services. Those are the jobs that are already in demand. IT, in particular, where we've got job openings, we're having trouble filling right now. Because they're the backbone of almost every business operation, and public and private sector. So people without a quality education are going to find themselves, even if they do find employment, it'll be at lesser wage.
This probably would be a good place to let folks know how they can get more information on Capital Area Michigan Works for some of that assistance and support in the job search.
Well, first thing, we have three offices. We have one in Charlotte, one in St. John's, and one here in Lansing. So 1-800-285-WORKS is our number, and that'll even take you to any one of the, wherever you're calling from on a landline phone, that'll take you to any one of the 100 Michigan Works offices around the state. So even if the listeners got friends or family anywhere around the state, there's 100 of these service centers around the state, not just the ones I operate here in the capital area, but any of the service centers around the state. Call, find out where they are. You can also go on the web and locate them. Come in, find out about the services. Urge people to do that. If you don't have a job, or you're looking for a job, or you have a job and you want to figure out how to find a better job or what kind of skills are available, it's a great resource here in the community. Services are free. Come on down. Our office in Lansing is located at 2110 South Cedar Street.
Well, I appreciate it, Doug. I have been in that building. It's a busy place with a lot of helpful folks. So I appreciate your time this evening. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Glad to do it.
Thanks. Doug Stite, CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works, and we'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.